Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's a catchphrase that we have in our family. It's really just a word. Squirrel. When one of us, usually Tal, says squirrel, it's short for I got distracted by something and forgot what I was doing. Much like a dog forgets everything else when they catch sight of a squirrel. Really, rabbit would work just as well, but for us, it's squirrel. Drink left on top of the china cabinet, squirrel. Milk left out on the counter, squirrel. Car trunk left open after the driver goes inside the house, definitely squirrel. I mention this because with tonight's gospel, I've always had the sense that Jesus, or maybe the gospel writer John, was having a squirrel moment. We hear about some Greeks who wanted to see Jesus, and that they asked Philip to arrange it. And we know that Philip then went to Andrew and told him about the Greeks, and then both of them went to tell Jesus about the Greeks who wished to see him. But then, rather than learning how that meeting went, or why it didn't happen, or what, we're told Jesus started talking about grains of wheat and people who love their life losing it and those who need their life keeping it for eternal life. We've heard this message in other contexts, but why at this point? Is it a squirrel moment? Or is there a connection, one that would have been clearer to John and the rest of Jesus' followers, and maybe even to the Greeks? Consider our reading from Isaiah. It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Isaiah is speaking of one who will bring salvation to all nations. The Greeks were not of the people of Israel, but they are representatives of those other nations who will come to the light. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, to those who are called, both Jews and Gentiles, both Jews and Greeks, he actually says in some translations, Christ is the power and the message of God. Thus, when Philip and Andrew asked Jesus if the Greeks may come to him, his response is actually directly on point. He's instructing all of those listening that everyone is welcome and that salvation and eternal life for all is to be found with him. Jesus said to them, the light is with you for a little longer. Walk when you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you're going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light. We are to walk in the light. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who left for his eternal life recently, said, hope is being able to see that there is light despite all the darkness. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. It is all too easy to be overwhelmed by the darkness and to be tempted to respond with darkness. In a time of war and fears of escalating violence, darkness whispers to us to stay with it. Stay where it's safe. Hide from the light. I know for me, and I suspect for many others, this feels like an especially dark time. We've been dealing with the pandemic, climate change, racial injustices, shootings, mass shootings, almost every week, and now a war of devastating cruelty. We can hide in the dark, or we can choose the light. The disciples, in the days following the terrible arrest, torture, and murder of Jesus, lost sight of the light. They hid. Even when their Easter came, some of them had trouble believing in it. They quickly lost sight of the light that Jesus told them to follow. And get me straight, this is not a criticism of them. It's all too easy for all of us to do that, even when we're not faced with the devastation that they faced. In our own lives, we get distracted and fail to keep the focus on Jesus. We chase the various squirrels that cross our paths and all too easily can lose our way in the darkness. We are called to be children of light. But how do we do that? We're an Easter people, but how do we show that? We believe in the light of Easter that follows the darkness of Good Friday. We're not direct descendants of Israel, but we too are called by Jesus to believe in the light. And when we seek him out, like those Greeks in the gospel, we will find him and he will welcome us. It's so easy to say and so much harder to do. How do we follow Jesus and reflect his light in a world when all seems so dark? Presiding Bishop, the Most Reverend Michael Curry, gives simple but wise advice. If it's not about love, it's not about Jesus. The smallest light shines brighter when it's darkest. Small acts of kindness, charity, and caring can mean a great deal more during times like these. And these acts are how we shine Jesus' light into the darkness. Jesus is the way, the truth, and yes, the light. Keeping our hope fixed on him, we will make it through the darkness and find our Easter and our salvation. Amen.
Amen.